Good morning and welcome to the Angels Podcast. This is your host, Quinzit, and we appreciate very much your tuning into the podcast. As we mentioned yesterday, we're going to begin today to make a daily podcast of about 10 to 15 minutes in length, and we'll follow the same format that we have done in previous podcasts. We will spend the first few minutes of the program talking about any news related to World of Warcraft. And then in the second section, we'll be doing some kind of feature each day. Now, we're still going to call this the Angels Podcast, although the Angels Guild has broken up. We're going to do that simply because that's the name we established it under with the podcast people, and we're not going to go through the effort to change it. But the show is going to now change from being focused on a particular guild to just being kind of a daily update on World of Warcraft and a little feature. So we hope you'll enjoy the program, and we hope you'll tune in regularly. We hope you tell your friends about it, and quite frankly, I hope someday to make a living off of this. No, just joking about that. But anyway, I want to talk with you just briefly about the news. There's three news items that I'll mention today. One of them has to do with the paid character transfers. This is actually an old item, but we didn't cover it on the program yet, so I'm going to talk about it again. Yesterday, we mentioned that they're going very, very smoothly. I myself have transferred three characters, and they all went very, very smoothly. But Blizzard has announced that Realms will now not be eligible for paid character transfers until after they have been open for 6 months. And so from this point on, when they open a new realm, it will be 6 months before anybody can transfer in. And being on the Trelaian server, I guess we're 3 or 4 months old when this started. And we had a lot of people transfer in who, you know, have already had their tier 3 and stuff like that. And it really threw the whole scheme of things into a little bit kilter. It created a little bit of resentment and on the part of some. And I think this is a pretty wise decision on Blizzard's part to do this kind of a thing. So 6 months before you can transfer to a new realm. Now, I imagine that there will be exceptions to that if they, you know, get an overpopulated realm and, you know, create a new realm just specifically to unload overpopulated realms. But in most cases, from now on, when a new realm is created, it's protected for 6 months from character transfers. Another thing that we'll talk about, again, something that's happened the last few days, but we haven't had a chance to talk about it on the podcast yet. If you're a rogue or a shaman, or you use sharpening stones, you've probably noticed that when you zone into the battlegrounds and other places like that, that you have to reapply your poison or your sharpening stone or your shaman weapon buff or whatever. And this was the way it was originally when they made the game, and they put in a fix to where you could, you know, log into a battleground or something like that, and your weapon would still be have its buff on it. Well, they are saying now that this put so much demand on their server that they have decided for the time being that they're going to revert that, and that's why now it's gone back to the old way, that if you put a buff on a weapon and then zone into a battleground, you have to reapply the buff. And, you know, this exponentially raises the cost. My main is a rogue. Exponentially raises the cost on poison and things of that nature, but they say that it helps their servers. So just wanted to cue you in on that. They do say that they anticipate, once they have totally completed all the hardware upgrades in preparation for Burning Crusade, that they anticipate putting back in this little fix that will allow us to keep our buffs. And so they're saying that this is temporary, and we'll see whether or not that's so or not. And so that's the second news item for today. The third news item for today has to do with those hardware updates that the Blizzard, as you know, has been retrofitting existing realms with new hardware in preparation for the Burning Crusade expansion. And I know our server and several servers have already gone through that process, and you know, it involves several hours of downtime and things of that nature. And I just wanted to comment on this news item today because, quite frankly, since they have installed the new equipment, I'm experiencing, and people in my guild are telling me they are experiencing, more disconnects. And I don't know if it's 1.12, if it's the new Crossrealm Battlegrounds, or if it's the new hardware they're putting in. But I think one of those three is the culprit. And the problem is getting worse as time goes by. You know, it started a few days ago after the new hardware was installed on our RAM, and after 1.12, I would DC maybe once or twice a day, whereas before, generally speaking, I didn't. And yesterday, I bet I DC'd half a dozen times, and I've already DC'd three or four times this morning. So they are having some kind of problem. And I suspect it's with this hardware upgrade. And if it's not that, then it's the Crossrealm Battlegrounds that they're doing that's causing it. But they are definitely having a Blizzard server-side problem. And, boy, I hope they address that. Well, anyway, that's the news for today. And I want to move now to our feature. If you listen to the podcast, when we were doing the 30-minute programs with Angels Guild, we did those once a week. Excuse me. We started a series on player versus player, and I want to briefly review the material that we've covered in that and then cover something new today in relationship to player versus player. And I expect for the next few podcasts we're going to be talking about player versus player and talking about some hints on it. But let's review briefly the two main items that we have covered so far, and we've actually covered more than that, but I want to talk about the two main items. And the first item that I talked about in relationship to player versus player is that we are not looking for a fair fight. You know, a lot of people say, well, we want it to be a game. We want it to be a fair fight. And they complain, well, that's not fair. Well, you're not looking for a fair fight. As we said in that original podcast, you know, when the U.S. Army goes into a battle, they're not looking for a fair fight. They don't give any thought to allowing the enemy an equal opportunity to kill them, equal to the U.S.'s ability to kill them. And any kind of player versus player, any kind of contest is like that. You are looking for a decisive edge. And to engage without having some edge, some initiative, some surprise, some something that indicates the victory will be yours in the end is a mistake. And I think one of the things we talked about in relation to that on the battlegrounds, I see this time and time again where, you know, you will have the horde. There's 5-6 of them out in front of their tunnel, and they're buffing each other. And you can see on the minimap a line of dots from the Alliance graveyard to that group. And they just go into it one at a time. One at a time, one at a time. And it's kind of funny to watch that. You know, they seem to feel like that they're obligated to go into battle when they see a horde, even if they're outnumbered 4 and 5 to 1. And that's not the way to do things. The way to do things is to stop, to group up, to get a decisive edge, then go into battle. And part of being a good player versus player is learning how to do that on the fly, learning how to do that quickly. And as time goes by, I'm seeing more and more improvement on the Alliance side in that relationship. A second thing that we talked about is dying well. You know, while we don't want to engage, generally speaking, in a battle that we don't believe we can win, there are times when you do need to die. Let's say, for example, that we are in... We're in the battleground and the flag runner comes out and there's two people with him and you're alone. Well, it may be an opportunity there, even though you know you're outnumbered, even though you know you're going to die, you attack them for the purpose of delaying them so the rest of your group can catch up. So there is a time when you're going to attack against all odds, but make sure when you die that you die well, that there's a real reason for you dying. And I think that is so very important. A third item that we talked about in one of our programs is the seeming advantages on the various battlegrounds between Horde and Alliance. It seems like in Raffi Basin, for example, that the Horde has a decisive edge. They seem to win many, many more battles than the Alliance do. And I've seen this on several servers. I'm not just talking about one server or one individual. And we talked about why some reasons why that might be so. Even in Warsong Gulch, there seems to be a little bit of an advantage to the Horde. Now, it's not always that way, but it seems to be there. Now, when you come to the big one, though, you come to Alterac Valley, it seems to be the Alliance seems to win more often. And we talk about some reasons why that might be so, and I think we're going to put some more time on that in the future. So briefly, that's a review of the ground that we've covered on player versus player, and I just entered into that review simply because it has been a while since we did our last podcast on that. And if you didn't listen to those programs, I urge you to go back. There's some other things we talked about as well in regard to player versus player, and I think you will enjoy going back and listening to those podcasts. Well, today I want to talk with you about another aspect of player versus player. And it's kind of two things, but they're related. What I want to point out to you is that killing your opponent is not always the goal in player versus player. Now, you think, killing them, that's what you got to do. You got to kill them. While generally speaking, you're going to have to beat your opponent to beat him, it's not always killing someone is not always the way to win at player versus player. Sometimes greater goals than just killing your opponent come to mind. Now, I say this, and in relationship to what we just talked about, how in Arathi Basin, the Horde seemed to win a lot. And last night is a good illustration. I was in Arathi Basin, and the Horde beat us. It was a very, very close one. At the end of it, they got 2,000 points. We got 1,980. So it was a very, very, very close battle. But one thing I noted when I looked at the sign-out screen, I looked at all the Alliance kills. Of course, I was most interested in mine, but I looked at all the Alliance kills. And then I went over to the Horde screen and looked at theirs. And guess what? The Alliance, as far as kills, probably had three or four times the number of kills than the Horde did. And yet we lost. We lost. And I think the reason for that is that sometimes we don't keep the strategic goal in mind, and we get lost in some tactical goal, the tactical goal of killing an opponent. We see an opportunity to kill someone, and we hop off our horse and we go do it, when instead we should have went to tag the flag instead of killing that particular individual. And so I just want to bring this to your attention, that killing someone is not always your goal. As a rogue, a lot of times, I will sap someone and leave him and go to another character. I will stun someone and leave him and go to another character, because that's not the character I need to kill, or that's not the character I need to stop, or that's not the objective I need to do. And so when we talk about player versus player, let's just remember that there are strategic goals and there are tactical goals. Tactically, yes, you have to beat the enemy. But strategically, sometimes beating the enemy means giving up a kill in order to achieve some strategic objective. And we got to keep that in mind. And, one place that I see this in Arathi Basin, I see a lot of battles develop sometimes behind the graveyard between the mine and the stables when the Horde is ahead. And that is just not a place we should be fighting. Strategically speaking, we're playing into their hands by fighting anywhere except the flags when they're ahead. Now, when you're ahead, there is a strategic reason not to want to fight around the flags. You want to draw your opponent away from the flags and keep him away from the flags. And the horde does that to us sometimes as a lions. They draw us away from the flag and we fight away from the flag. And so strategically, when you're ahead, you want to do that. But when you're behind, you want to keep in mind your strategic goal and fight at the flag and for the flag. So don't always just be thinking about killing your opponent. Think about what your strategic goal is. Now, related to that, I want to mention something, and then we'll close the broadcast. And we talked about this before, but I think it's important to bring this back up again. Who are you competing against in the honor system? Yes, you have to kill Horde to get honor. I guess there's other ways you win in the battleground. But yeah, ultimately speaking, you do kill Horde to get honor. But you know, really in the honor system, you're not competing against the Horde. The Horde is a tool, and you are actually competing against people who are on your side. You are competing for rank. You are competing for honor. You are competing for reputation. And so, I think that's an important fact to keep in mind. That the Horde is a means to an end in which you're trying to climb an honor ladder. Now, to a certain extent, we have to work together as an alliance, and we don't want to get so focused on our personal goals that we can't work together. But in another case, healthy competition is a good thing. And realizing that our goal in player versus player is to climb that honor ladder and to build up the reputation so that we can get those items or whatever. And so keep that in mind when you do player versus player. Well, we've gone about 17 minutes here, so that's long enough for today. Appreciate you tuning in to the podcast, and tomorrow we'll have another podcast with news, and we'll continue our feature on player versus player. Until then, this is Quinzit signing off.